With all the attention on alleged Russian interference in last year's U.S. presidential election, you might have missed this. Russian President Vladimir Putin has his own competition. Putin's current term ends in 2018, and Alexei Navalny says he's a candidate to succeed him. Navalny is a prominent opposition leader and anti-corruption campaigner in Russia. And the big question now is, will the Kremlin allow him to run? Here's that story from Charles Maines in Moscow.
U.S. and Russian presidential politics aren't so different, at least in one way. Any long-shot candidacy begins with a call for change in a video posted to where else but social media. That's where Alexei Navalny announced he was all in for the 2018 presidential race, arguing Russians hadn't seen a competitive election for head of state in over 20 years, most of it under President Putin's rule. In an interview, Navalny clearly contrasts his vision for Russia with Putin's. His Russia, he tells me, would mean a, quote, normal democratic country that uses its economic might to be a leader in Europe. Navalny's own leadership skills were honed during Russia's 2011 protest movement, when tens of thousands took to the streets over allegations of rigged parliamentary elections. Navalny's gift for skewering the Kremlin was undeniable, as was his flirtation with nationalist-tinged rhetoric. Those protests ultimately fizzled amid arrests that drove many opposition leaders into exile. But Navalny remained in Russia and a thorn in the Kremlin's side. His anti-corruption foundation routinely alleges graft and excess among Putin's inner circle. Just this month, a high-profile investigation accused Putin's prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, of corruption schemes to the tune of $1 billion. But Navalny's also a skilled campaigner. In 2013, he came in second in Moscow's mayoral race.
That's by far the biggest ever result of the opposition candidate.
Vladimir Milov is an opposition politician who has publicly backed Navalny's presidential candidacy.
The one thing we need right now is to re-energize the community which is essentially interested in counterweighting Putin at the upcoming elections and basically showing to Russian people and the world that there is an alternative.
But hovering over Navalny's campaign is the question, will the Kremlin even allow him to run? In part, it's a legal issue. Over the past few years, Navalny has faced a series of criminal charges, all fabricated, he insists, to stymie his political ambitions. Under Russian law, convicted felons can't run for office. And it's an ongoing drama. Last month, a Russian court found Navalny guilty of embezzlement in a retrial that independent observers called politically motivated. The ruling seems to have ended Navalny's campaign almost as soon as it began. But that's where Kremlin intrigue kicks in.
So it's again up to Putin. If he decides that Navalny should participate, then that's exactly what will happen.
Russian political journalist Stanislav Kucher says the Kremlin is still weighing options. While he hasn't said so yet, Putin is expected to stand for re-election next year for a fourth term. Only Kucher says Putin craves a convincing victory, and for that, he needs a real opponent. Enter Navalny.
Look, you're saying in the West that there is no opposition in Russia. Yes, there is. You are saying there are no new leaders. Yes, they are. Look, Navalny, a new leader, strong, exuberant, articulate, charismatic. He lost.
Yet analyst Ekaterina Shulman argues other Kremlin elites see inherent risks in a Navalny candidacy, particularly after the election surprises of Donald Trump and the Brexit vote in the UK.
I think that if our political machine got some lesson from the American elections and the elections in Europe, it is that the people are extremely ready to vote for anyone and anybody, so long as they vote against the establishment. And this is dangerous.
Navalny says the Kremlin worries that Russians tired of state corruption and a weak economy will flock to his message. So welcome to the paradox of Russia's so-called managed democracy, where just how serious a threat Navalny's candidacy poses likely determines whether the Kremlin decides to let him run at all. For the World, Charles Maines, Moscow.